Greetings, dear listeners, and a warm welcome to Walnut Grove Podcast. I'm Tim Shapley, your host and pastor of Walnut Grove Southern Methodist Church in the heart of West Monroe, Louisiana. Our podcast is a space where we come together to explore, discuss, and reflect on matters of faith, community, and the journey of life. At Walnut Grove, we believe in the power of meaningful conversation and biblical understanding that draws us closer to God and one another. The goal of this podcast is simple, yet profound: to inspire, encourage, and uplift. We'll delve into topics that matter to you, featuring insightful interviews, Bible studies, and sermons discussing faith and reflections on navigating life's joys and challenges. Whether you're a member of our church community, a fellow believer, or someone seeking spiritual insights, we invite you to join us on this journey. Together, let's explore the richness of faith, foster a sense of community, and draw closer to divine purpose each of us carries. Thank you for turning into Walnut Grove Podcast. Now let's embark on this adventure together. Last week, I talked about false teachers, false prophets, and how we need to, when we see false teaching and false prophets, call them out. But we don't just need to complain. That doesn't change anything. Complaining doesn't change anything. If we're just calling out false teachers, but we're not giving them true teaching, We're not doing really well. In Jesus' time leading up to his death, he was calling out false teachers. He was calling out false prophets. He was warning against that. But he was also saving people from their sin. He was teaching them and preaching to them that repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Right after the triumphal entry, Jesus goes into the temple and he cleanses the temple. And then he comes out and he starts to teach. And in part of that teaching, he gives some parables. And we'll be looking at one of those parables today. And then we're going to jump over to Luke and talk about and look at an incident that happened in Jesus's ministry and how the two connect. We'll be in Matthew chapter 21. We'll be starting in verse 28. And this is the parable of the two sons. And it says, "What do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first, and he said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' And he answered and said, 'I will not.' But after he regretted it and went. And then he came to a second son and said, 'Likewise.' And he answered and said, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" And they said to him, "The first." And Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, the tax collectors and the harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the harlots believed him. And when you saw it, you did not afterwards relent and believe him." So here Jesus is talking about this father, and he has these two sons, and he owns a vineyard, and he wants both of them to go into the vineyard and work it. Father asks both sons to do it. The first son says, "No, I'm not going to do that. That's work. I don't want to do work." But after a while, he feels bad. It says that he repents.
He regretted it, and he went, and he starts to work. And the second son says, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do all that work. Promise. But doesn't ever do it. He doesn't go. So Jesus' question to the people around is, you know, which one did the will of his father? And it's obvious the one who did the work. So many times we like to look at this world and we like to grumble about it. We like to say, you know, what is wrong with this world today? What is wrong with the people today? Look, I get it. I'm 41. I'll be 42 in just a month. I'm teaching eighth graders. There's a generation that is starting to really go, and I just don't understand these kids today. I get it. Of course, it's my generation and, you know, millennials and Gen Z's fault because they're the parents of this generation. And then why is millennials and Gen Z the way they are? Well, because of the baby boomers and the silent generation didn't raise their kids right either. So you can kind of go off, well, why is it? It's because of sin. It's because of, well, people, there are people who don't want to do, and there are people who say they're going to do, but they don't. People who don't want to do it, they end up what? They end up repenting. Jesus compares the first son to tax collectors and harlots. Tax collectors, we can understand because we don't like to pay taxes, and that's due now, right? I think tomorrow's the day. Yep. So we don't like to pay taxes. We don't want to hear from the IRS. But also, in Jesus' day, tax collectors were a little bit more than that, because what they were doing was they were working for, first off, the Romans, because you were paying all your taxes to Rome. Now, Jesus was not a Roman. Jesus' crowd of followers, they were not Romans. They were Jewish men and women living in Israel. Rome was occupying them. They were over them. So you were giving your money to a foreign land. But not only that, these tax collectors, they had to get a certain amount for Rome, but then they were asking for more because they wanted a cut. They wanted a take. And so they were taking advantage of the people and overtaxing them. And so they were wicked. And then you have harlots, and that doesn't need too much explanation of why that is wicked as well. But Jesus is saying these wicked people, these people you look at and you go, well, look at this wicked world. Look at these people. They're taken from poor people. They're hurting them. Or they're doing all these sinful, lustful, evil things. We can look at our world around us today and say the exact same things. But Jesus is saying these are the people, when they repent, they're going to be the ones who do the will of the Father. Let's turn over to Luke chapter 7. Here we have another wicked person. Luke chapter 7, verses 30, starting verse 36. Now here Jesus is at a Pharisee's house. This Pharisee's name is Simon, and he is at his house. And a woman comes in, and let's just read it. And then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And so Jesus went to the Pharisee's house, and he sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet. Behind him weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and to wipe them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. And now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one who he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." And then he turned to the woman and he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same love little." And then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this that even forgives sins?" And then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Last week I talked about false teachers, false prophets, people who are saying like the eclipse is obviously the signs of the end times. But the problem with these teachers were, and look, we've been living in the end of days for the last 2,000 years since Jesus' resurrection. We know we're living in the end times. That's not a surprise. But the problem was there were fear mongering. They were saying, "Hey, go get ready. He's coming back," and he could come back any day. He could come back right now. He could. I believe that. And everything that's going on in Israel right now, that is concerning. I'm not afraid. And I don't think you should be afraid, but you should be looking at that going, the time could be getting pretty close. And what am I doing with it? What am I doing with it? Is this looking at all the things that are going on in the world? Is this making me want to go out and tell others about Christ because the time is drawing short? Because he is the one who can save us of our sins and save these people of their sins. So here we had a woman who was a sinful woman, okay? Everybody knew it in this town. They know what she had done. But she comes in and she sees Jesus as who he is, the one who can save her, the one who can give her true forgiveness. And so here she comes in. She's weeping. She's weeping. She's moved with repentance, and all of those sins, which were many, have been forgiven. The problem is, a lot of times we forget that we were sinners too. and we have been forgiven. Daniel and I were talking this week in our study we're doing about being a effective witness. And we were talking about why people don't go out and witness. That was our study for this week. And it really comes down to because you don't love God. You're going to talk about what you love. I bet Gary could talk about all day long about fishing. I bet he could tell you everything there is to know about fishing because he loves to fish. Daniel and I, we can talk about movies. We could talk about comic books because we enjoy those things. If you enjoy something, if you love something, you'll talk about it. Those mothers who love their children talk about their children all day long. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Because you love them and you'll talk about them. People who love sports, they'll talk about sports. Do we really love Jesus? Then we'll talk about him all day long and what he has done for us. How he has changed our lives. He's still changing lives today. He didn't stop back in 82. He didn't stop back in 1993 for me when he changed my life. He's been changing lives ever since. He's changing lives today. Do y'all remember back in the Super Bowl where that He Gets Us commercial? That commercial that talks about Jesus getting us, and it had a bunch of controversial things. Well, a week later after that, there was another group that released another commercial that talks about He saves us. And in that commercial, it showed several people. I'm going to tell you about a few of them today. The first one it shows was a woman by the name of Kat Von D. Now, Kat Von D was a witch. She was into all supernatural things and witchcraft. But God changed her. She came to Christ. And instead of involving herself into occult practices, she transformed into an encountering Christ's love and experiencing his deliverance. Josh Timonen, sure. He was a former atheist. In fact, he was one of the right-hand men for Richard Dawkins. But God saved his life. He showed him the truth. He showed them that he was real. And he embraced him. Mohammed Federi, a former Muslim. He was a devout follower of Islam, but now has discovered Christ, the truth. Mike Burden, interesting last name because he was a former KKK member. Who found redemption, who found love, who now has love not just for God, but for his fellow man. Brittany De La Mora, who was a former adult entertainer. She left that behind and is now living a life for Christ. Has gotten married and has a family. And this week, just this week, a girl came into the news on the internet, and because she was interviewed by Michael Knowles, and Michael Knowles works with the Daily Wire, and he had an interview with this young lady. Her name was Nala Ray. She was also a former adult entertainer. On OnlyFans, it was making millions of dollars. She had 100,000 subscribers, people following her, giving her money. She gave all of that aside. She canceled her OnlyFans and all the clothes she had, bought thousands of dollars worth of clothes she gave away. Miss Sylvia was talking about, we were talking about this in Sunday school, about the rich young ruler, and she said, that's very difficult to sell all you have and give to the poor. And here, this young lady who had more money than I could ever have, gave it all away. Gave it for Jesus. Now, a lot of people were talking this week about whether she was truly meant it or not, and I don't see any reason to not believe her. She's given up fame. She's given up money to follow Jesus. She has nothing to gain from it except freedom from sin. These people we should celebrate with. We should guide them and help them to grow deeper. Because it's not just what happens at salvation, that salvation continues. We now start to live for Christ. Because we don't want to be those people who say, hey, I'm going to do this for you, God, and then just sit around and do nothing, like that second son. We want to be like this woman who was changed, who was weeping over Christ because of the forgiveness that he has provided, who kissed his feet. Because he has given us a new life. Who anoint him. Because he is the Savior. He is the Son of God. He is God in human flesh. And we have met him. We've experienced him. And we have a relationship with him today. It should be something we never shut up about. We tell everybody about it. We're not ashamed. The power of Christ's grace and forgiveness knows no bounds. God welcomes all who come to him in repentance and faith, regardless of their past. We all have a past, and it's bad. Some worse than others, but regardless, he has given us a future. Our role as believers is to extend the same love and forgiveness to others, just as Christ has done for us. So let us be inspired by these stories of transformation and commit to sharing the message of redemption and hope to those around us. Because the truth is, it is getting shorter. Each and every day, we get closer to Christ's return. Our time is growing short. We need to be sharing. We need to be telling. We can't shut up about it. We got to tell people what he has done for us, how he's changing other people's lives, and how he can change their life as well. And we need to do it. Can't just sit and complain and say, look at this world. Look how evil it is. Look how bad it is. But do it. Not just talk about the work, but do it. And do it because we love God. And because he has changed us and made us new. Let's pray. Lord, help us. Help us to not be cynical. Help us to not be focused on just our lives and what we're doing, or what we want to do, or what we say we're going to do. But Lord, help us to actually go out and to do it. Help us to do it for the right reason, because you have changed our lives. You have made us whole. You have forgiven us of our sins, and you have moved us. Help us in that love for you to love others and to tell others how you are the Savior of the world. How if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Lord, help us to do it for your honor and your glory. We ask all of this in your Son's name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on the Walnut Grove Podcast. We hope our discussions have inspired and uplifted you. If you'd like to connect further, visit our website at walnutgrovechurchwm.com for more resources, information about our church, and ways to get involved. For real-time updates and community engagement, find us on Facebook at Walnut Grove Southern Methodist Church. Join the conversation, share your thoughts, and stay connected with our vibrant community. Additionally, you can check out our Discord channel. It's a space where our community gathers for casual chats, discussions, and shared experiences. You can find the link on our website or reach out to us on Facebook for an invitation. And don't forget to engage with us further by commenting, rating, liking, and sharing the podcast. Your feedback is valuable to us, and we love to hear your thoughts on the topic we've covered. Your comments and ratings not only help us improve, but also contribute to creating a more interactive and enriching experience for the entire Walnut Grove community. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider leaving a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews play a crucial role in reaching a wider audience and spreading the message of faith, inspiration, and community. Feel free to share the podcast with your friends, family, and on social media channels. Let's continue to build a supportive and uplifting community together. Thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to connecting with you in the comments, ratings, and shares. Until next time, take care and stay blessed.